The artwork you can see here is by Finnish graphic novelist Tiitu Takalo. It is one of six large artworks presented on a 3 metre by 1.5 metre billboard around Sweetbriar Marsh's Nature Reserve in Norwich as part of a nationwide project called On Our Doorsteps. The artwork is made up of a series of 13 smaller pictures presented across three rows. In each one, we see a scene depicting people and landscapes represented in delicate line drawings with atmospheric watercolours that capture the soft tones of the landscape and the weather conditions. It is clear that this is an artwork that has been made carefully by hand and then reproduced much larger to fill the billboard. In the first panel, top left, we see a landscape. There is an expanse of yellow grassland dotted here and there with brown bushes. A path of green grass cuts diagonally across the yellow meadow towards a large tree with grey branches. The scene looks cool and damp, but some green has started to appear in some of the bushes. There is a text above the landscape saying simply, "It's really beautiful." In the second image, we see a head and shoulders view of two women who are walking and talking. Closest to us is Kumbazu. She is black and has her hair braided back. She wears a turquoise tracksuit. Tiitu looks at her as she speaks. Tiitu is white. She wears glasses and has brown hair beneath a grey cap. She's wearing a grey hoodie. They are walking past an atmospheric landscape of grey and orange trees. Kumbazu says, "The landscape reminds me of Namibia, where I come from. It really makes me feel at home again." In the next image, we see Kumbazu and Tiitu from behind, head and shoulders again, looking across the landscape. Now there are two large white cows just in front of them. The cows are bending down to eat the grass. The text from Tiitu says, "Oh, look at the cows." Kumbazu says, "They are here to help conserve nature." The following picture shows a side view, quite close up of one of the cows. It is white with black eyes, nose, ears and hooves. It is feeding calmly on the grass in front of the grey bushes and distant blue trees. Above it, the text says, "In Africa, cows are the same colour. I grew up on a farm with livestock." In the first picture of the second row, we see Kumbazu close up but looking down thoughtfully. Behind her, Tiitu asks, "Do you miss home?" Kumbazu replies, "I can't say I miss home. I think I miss my siblings." We see one of the cows behind them in the distance. Next, we see a close-up of Kumbazu's face. Smiling now, she says, "I feel like this is my new home. I have built my life in Norfolk." We see Tiitu a short distance away, looking towards Kumbazu, listening. In the following image, we look down and see Kumbazu's white trainers and turquoise tracksuit trousers. The floor is brown soil, with a few blades of green grass pushing through. All over the soil are animal tracks, some from birds, some from deer maybe, running this way and that. In a white speech bubble, the text reads, "Now I'm just waiting for the decision on the asylum application. I came here in 2018. In the next image, we see the two figures from much further away now, walking through the landscape and talking. It looks like they're following the green grassy path across the meadow to the big tree that we saw before. Kumbazu says, "I volunteer with the Norfolk Wildlife Trust." In the following image, we see another close-up of Kumbazu. Looking around her, she says, "Being in this space has a really deep impact on my life." In the first image on the third row, we see Kumbazu and Tiitu in profile, looking left to right, as if we're walking alongside them. Among the brown, orange and yellow bushes and the distant blue trees, one bush is covered with white blossom. Kumbazu says, "It is a good opportunity for me to get out of the house and do something that really makes my mind relax." The next picture is quite wide, and we see the two figures walking again in the distance, surrounded by lots of different trees and bushes, colours and textures. Close to us, we see the trunk, broken branches and rough bark of an ancient tree. Kumbazu says, it's also good for people who suffer with their mental health. Coming out here helps us to avoid isolating ourselves or just staying indoors. In the final picture, we see Kumbazu and Titu again, head and shoulders against an area of open grassland with grey trees in the distance. To the right, a tall tree with a long curving trunk and bare branches is reflected in a pool of still water. In the reflection, the tree looks black against the white of the overcast sky. As Titu turns to listen to her, Kumbazu says, this place keeps my mind and life really optimistic. This was one of Titu Takalo's artworks for On Our Doorsteps. She created two other artworks with people from the community around Sweetbriar Marshes. A writer, Zakia McKenzie, has also created three new text-based artworks for billboards on the reserve. The project was developed and produced by We Live Here in collaboration with the Norfolk and Norwich Festival. It's funded by Arts Council England and the Finnish Institute.